Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, October 23rd. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. Well, ladies, I hope that you all had a wonderful weekend, and I trust that you had a productive weekend. Hopefully, you got a chance to do some strategizing for your business for this week and maybe for the rest of this year. And I certainly hope that you took the time on yesterday, Sunday, to review your calendar and ensure that all activities and tasks scheduled to support your goals for this week have been plotted on your calendar, they are written down, and you know what's even more important is that you've determined whether or not you needed to delegate out some of that that work to others, and determine what work that you needed to do. Now, if you didn't do this, listen, it is so important that you are clear and focused on what needs to happen this week. So immediately follow the show, hold it in priority, take action and go ahead, identify the goals that you'd like to see happen by Friday, identify the tasks to support each of those goals, and then determine whether or not you need to delegate or keep it and make it happen for yourself. Remember, as the CEO of your company, you're the one that has to have a bird's eye view of everything going on. So very, very important. Again, I want to welcome everyone to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm Trina Newby, your host and success coach. And of course, Successful Woman Radio is brought to you by our main company, WomenAboutBiz.com, helping you to start and grow your business. And if you have not joined our free membership at Women About Biz, make sure you go on over to Women About Biz. That's B-I-Z as in Zebra.com, and join our free membership so you can be brought into our fold and family of business women who are all trying to make it happen, right? We're wanting to make sure that we pursue our dreams and goals, and so we provide business women with all types of tools and resources. I want to welcome all of the new individuals to the show. Make sure you mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 noon time. Well, here we are, probably about 1 week or a little bit more before the month of October is over, and of course, we're moving full force into the holiday season. So I will have for you a few more ideas on marketing your business for the holidays, okay? This is a good time right now, however, to flash over on another line and invite another businesswoman or your team or other individuals that you know need to be in a positive environment. Invite them to come on to the show, to dial on to the show. If you have a pen in hand, the show phone number is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. Now, all this month, we've had the theme, getting new clients, because I think that's just so very, very important to focus on specifically marketing and attracting clients to you. And so we've covered it in different perspectives. And so today, we're going to be talking about following up with your clients and prospects. You know, what is your follow-up process? How are you supposed to follow up? And actually, what does following up really mean? So we're going to be doing that today, and I know that you're going to enjoy the information that you hear about that, because, again, without marketing, without the client, there is no business, right? And that is the most important piece of getting new clients, is making sure that you follow up. I'm hoping before the end of this month, maybe next Monday, I'm hoping to also provide you with a few more online tools and resources that you will be able to use. So stay tuned. And if you haven't listened to any of the broadcasts this month thus far on getting new clients, make sure you visit successfulwomanradio.com. We have a separate website for the show, successfulwomanradio.com. Look over in the right-hand column, and there are all of the show's previous broadcasts that you can actually listen to. It is about 12:09 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your host, and, of course, your business success coach. Our book of the month, of course, has been Get Clients Now, which really is a very, very needed book. It's a 28-day marketing program for professionals to really look at what we call their pipeline or their funnel system of how they're actually bringing in new clients, new customers. And so I have been reading excerpts from this particular book all this month, and I will continue to go ahead and read another excerpt this Monday as well. And today I think I'm going to read from Chapter 5, Here's What to Do in Choosing from the Action Plan Menu. Because in the book, the author gives you multiple choices of where you're going to start with working on getting new clients. And so she gives you an action plan menu in the book. So hopefully those of you who have been following me all this month have picked up your copy of Get Clients Now by C.J. Hayden, and you're able to follow along. So for those of you that have the book, we're going to be starting on page 76, and I'll be reading an excerpt shortly for you from the book Get Now. I also want to remind everyone that this is the time, of course, that you really need to start working on or have your strategic plan for 2018 in place. As you know, I recommend that you have a strategic plan that covers a full 12 months. And this is really what helps you to have more clarity, is because when you're clear on your goal of what you want to do for the year, and you can change it, you know, you can be flexible because you are the owner, so you'll be able to change that. But when you want to get clear on your goals about that, it's easier to go ahead and create a 12-month plan so that then you know what you should be doing daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annually. You know the things that you should be doing. So, again, this is the time to do it now, because as you get really busy in the holiday season, whether it's working on your business, doing a lot of marketing, servicing customers and clients, and then, of course, after that, the midst of the holiday is right there, so you are spending time with family, I can tell you from personal experience that it's going to just carry you right on over into the new year, and you will be staring at the first week of January with nothing on your calendar or nothing put into place that you really wanted to happen. And you don't want that. So proactivity, being proactive, has to start taking place right now. So here's what you need to do. You need to really just open up your calendar, and you need to block off at least 1 to 2 hours daily of planning time to start working on your strategic plan for 2018. That's really what you need to start doing. And it is going to take some time. I think it takes anywhere between 30 to 45 days to adequately plan for the following year. You don't have to be perfect with it. And I added that in there because as women, we have this perfection thing going on many of the times to where we want to be perfect with things happening. And so that causes procrastination in and of itself, right? And so that's not what strategic planning is all about. Strategic planning is about giving you clarity, giving you a blueprint of what you need to be doing. And you don't always have to have a perfect list of everything, but you've got to start somewhere. So I will be covering that on next Monday. We're going to be talking in detail again about the strategic plan outline. I'm going to give you some resources, some online resources, and I'm going to tell you where you can go at on womenaboutbiz.com to read some really good articles about strategy, something that will help you perhaps give you an outline of what you really, really should be working on. But those of you who know me know that I talk about strategic planning really starting in July all the way up into the new year and even afterwards, because it is really that important. Look, if you want to make a six-figure income, if you say you want to bring in $150,000 or $250,000 or even more on an annual basis, then it requires you to plan and know exactly how that is supposed to happen. Now, if it doesn't happen and you are planning, it just means that you've got to keep tweaking the recipe, keep tweaking the plan until things are working the way you want them to and you're getting the responses that you actually want. So enough about strategic planning, but I do, again, just encourage everyone to embrace strategic planning and know as the CEO of your business that it is something that you have to master. You have to become a master at it. 12:14 after the hour, and you're listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show. And, of course, we're going to go ahead and go right into the five questions that you need to spark your abundance. Five questions to spark your abundance. Number one, who would I like my customer or client to be this week? Well, did you do any networking last week? Because, you know, I recommend that you go to at least two networking events on a weekly basis. So did you do any networking last week? And if you did, I'm sure that you got business cards and you connected with individuals that you would like to possibly be your customer this week, or you can identify the individuals that you'd like to be your customer and pursue them. Introduce yourself to them either verbally, if you have their number, or send them an intro email introducing yourself and with perhaps a link offering either a free consultation or a sample product. Very, very important. Here's question number two. What can I do to generate cash this week? And where I said the word cash, I want you to actually replace that with an actual dollar amount, okay? So what would be realistic but challenging for you from a dollar perspective to bring in this week? Is it $500, $1,500, $2,500, $5,000, $10,000? What is an amount that you want to pursue this week? And by Friday, you have actually gone ahead and started bringing in some of that money and closing sales with customers. So it's very, very important that you do that. Let's go ahead and move on to question number three. What can I do to be a better leader this week? This, as I had shared before, is like one of my favorite questions for myself, because I recognized a while back that leadership is extremely important, right? You can't get past leadership and be a business owner. And so each week I find myself listing different skills that I need to hone in on, that I need to improve in order to be a better leader for my companies. And perhaps you are discovering the same thing. Well, here's one of the things that I just recently did again. I recommend that you create a position description for yourself as the CEO of your business. That's going to give you a lot of clarity and a lot of aha moments about what you should be doing on a daily basis, right? It's going to help you create a better workflow for yourself. Okay, so with that said, what I did was I created a position description, or I edited a position description that I already had for myself with womenaboutbiz.com, and I had some aha moments because I realized there were some other things that I would have CEO of the company that I had not listed. And so, again, if you go on Google or if you go on one of the job-based sites like Monster.com or CareerBuilder.com and you pull up job announcements for a CEO or for vice president of a company, you can see clearly kind of what they are expecting that person to do as far as tasks, and that kind of gives you an idea about how you can format your position description, okay? We had someone I guess, a couple of weeks ago to email and say, is it possible for you guys to do a sample position description for the CEO of a small business? And so I thought that was a good idea, and we are going to try to put that in action and make that happen. But until then, go ahead and go on Google. You can even Google CEO or vice president, you know, job description or position description, and it'll pull up a whole bunch of samples for you, okay? And then here's question number four. What prospects or possible collaborations can I follow up with this week? Again, this particular question is dependent upon you actually getting out there and networking and qualifying individuals to be your prospect, or you're networking and meeting other people in your field or a compatible field that you're able to do collaborations with. But unless the communications does not, it has to stem with you first. So unless you're communicating and connecting and networking, this is going to be a tough thing to do in question number four. And lastly, here's question number five, and the five questions to spark your abundance. What are ways I can market and promote my business this week? Now, as you know, I recommend that you have at least 3 to 5 different marketing methods that you are using to attract other people to what you have to offer. And so this particular question isn't something that is an off-the-cuff question. In other words, you just make it up right as you go. It's a question based on the fact of, do you really have a marketing plan, you know, to pull from and to even choose how you're going to market your business this week, okay? So what I'm trying to get you to do through these questions, these five questions to spark your abundance, is to realize that these are questions that you should be constantly asking yourself, that you should have a pulse beat on every single day of your business as the CEO of your company. And if you don't, then it's a good reminder that this is where you're trying to get to. Okay? Remember, ladies, you have the power to create your streams of abundance, and it all begins with you taking swift and immediate action. So very, very important. Now, you know, last week I shared with you 5 ways to increase your mailing list, and of course, I'll share a little bit of that again today as we go into following up with your prospects and your clients and some ways that that needs to actually happen. If it's not, one of the things that I'm thinking is that if you don't have your mailing list set up, and if you don't have enough people to connect with and let know what's going on with your business, then a lot of the times this has an impact on you being able to make money altogether, and especially on an online basis. So the mailing list is very, very important. And if it's not being created now, or if you don't have a mailing list technique that you're using to get new people to join and opt in to your business so that you can connect with them, then you've got to get that started right away. So we'll talk about that in just a little bit. Let's go ahead right now and go right into the book excerpt, Get Clients Now. Such an excellent book. For those of you who are new and you'd like to pick up, I'm going to be really working out of Get New Clients Now all the way through November. I'm going to be bringing up different things about this. So what I want you to do is go to Amazon.com and order yourself a copy of Get Clients Now, or visit your local bookstore, see if they have a small business section, and get your copy of Get Clients Now by author C.J. Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N. And the book description is, if you're ready to dramatically increase your client base, then Get Clients Now is a book that you need. And I totally agree with that. And the book talks about tactics, tools, and strategies that you can customize, right? And work with yourself over a 28-day period for locating, landing, and keeping new clients in larger numbers. And I don't know anyone that doesn't want more clients, more customers, right? So this is a really, really good book to go through. Today, we're on page 76, and we're reading from Here's What to Do, Choosing from the Action Plan Menu. Now, again, the Action Plan Menu basically they provide you with a lot of tasks that need to get done based on the universal marketing system. And in that universal marketing system, there were some areas that you could choose to work on based on the weakness of your business, meaning things that you feel are not put in place. And if there were multiple places within your business that you felt that you needed to work on, then you would start with the first one. You would choose the first one and then work through the rest of them until you were through with identifying the different marketing methods and strategies that need to take place in your business. So I want to go back first to marketing cycle first, and then I'll jump back to page 76, okay? So there are basically four areas of the universal marketing cycle when you're talking about getting new clients, and the author tells us that it is filling the pipeline. And in filling the pipeline, that could include strategies such as direct contact and follow-up, networking and referral building, public speaking, writing and publicity, promotional events, advertising. In other words, filling the pipeline is for individuals who don't really have that many people who are on your contact list. You really need to work on filling that pipeline. You need to work on getting prospects onto your list, getting new contacts, meeting new people. So that's called filling the pipeline. That's the first, okay? That's the first strategy that they mention in the universal marketing cycle. The second is following up. Now, that could be a weak spot for you that you have. Direct contact and follow-up or networking and referral building, that's all a part of the follow-up process. So maybe you feel that follow-up is really where you need to start because you already have a lot of contacts in your database. Here's the third type of system within the universal marketing cycle that you may need to work on, getting presentations. Perhaps you filled your pipeline with a lot of prospects and contacts. Perhaps you followed up with them, but you're having problems with actually presenting to them. In getting presentations, it includes direct contact and follow-up, networking and referral building, public speaking, writing and publicity, promotional events. These are all kinds of things that you do to get that person to accepting an invitation to give them a one-on-one presentation, okay? And then the last part of the universal marketing cycle was closing the sale. Perhaps you've fill the pipeline, right? You have contacts, you have prospects, perhaps you know how to follow up well, and perhaps you're not having a problem with getting them to a presentation or presenting to them. Perhaps your challenge is closing the sale. Parts of closing the sale include direct contact and follow up, networking and referral building, public speaking. It includes knowing how to utilize that client intake form so that you know exactly what their challenges are or where their pain points are so that you can take that and use that right back with them and show them how you can alleviate that, thereby closing the sale. So those are the four areas of the universal marketing system: filling the pipeline, following up, getting presentations, and closing the sale. Now, within each of these areas in the book, she provides you with a list of tasks that need to be completed in order to start helping yourself to fill that pipeline or follow up and so forth, okay? So as I go now onto page 76 of the book, here's what to do. Choosing from the action plan, the author says, the final and most important piece of designing your own personal Get Clients Now program is to select the specific marketing and sales action steps you plan to take on a regular basis over the next month. These are the actions that will generate business for you. At the beginning of this book, you learn the most important secret of professional services, marketing, and sales. The magic formula is choosing a set of simple, effective things to do and then doing them consistently. That's where the clients come from. You're about to do exactly this. You're going to choose 10 specific actions to take and perform them daily or weekly for the next 28 days. What you choose will be based on the stuck place you have uncovered from the universal marketing cycle. Those are the four areas that I just shared, as well as the marketing strategies you selected to address that area in that needs more work. These action steps are designed to enable you to dramatically improve your marketing, but you need to actually do them in order to find clients. There is an interesting phenomenon that occurs when you get serious about marketing in a focused, consistent way. You begin to get results in unexpected places. The telephone rings, and it's a prospect you spoke to 3 months ago, saying he is suddenly interested in working with you. You go to a networking meeting that seems like a complete waste of time, but while you're there, you run into a hot new prospect on the elevator. So she's basically talking about synergy. When you start taking action, synergy occurs. You get an exciting referral from someone whose name you don't even recognize. It's the universe, she says, has noticed how hard you are working and has decided to reward you. Don't make the mistake, she says, of thinking that these out-of-the-blue opportunities are accidents. There is a direct connection between the level of effort you put into marketing and the results you get out of it, even when it seems as if the results are completely unrelated to your efforts. She says this phenomenon is so common with people who use the Get Clients Now program that it has a name. She calls it the persistence effect. If you persist in making 10 calls a day, every day, you will get business, but it won't all come from the calls you made. If you consistently attend one networking event per week, clients will appear, but not necessarily from the events you attended. Don't worry about why it works. Just know that it works. So, ladies, it's time to get to work in getting new clients. It's time for you to start generating the interest and attracting people to your business. Okay, let's go ahead and move forward. And again, I want to recommend to all of you that if you have not gotten your copy of Get Clients Now, please make sure that you actually pick up a copy of this book for yourself. Now, I just had someone to chat me. I'm not sure who that is that's chatting, trying to chat with me, but they asked the question, what if you need to work on all four areas? If you need to work on all four areas in the universal marketing system, okay, then the first place that you need to start at is filling the pipeline, and that is what the author recommends as well. So let's say you need all of this. You need to work on contacts. You need to work on following up. You need to work on getting presentations, on closing the sales. You need to work on all of this. Then the first thing you're going to do is work on filling the pipeline, but here's the thing. You can't work on all of them within 28 days. So this is going to require you about 3 or 4 months of work because you're going to take 28 days to fine-tune your process of filling the pipeline. Then you're going to take some time to fine-tune the process of following up, then getting presentations, and then closing the sales. So you have to fine-tune all of those, create your action list, and then get consistent with it, which is why she recommends it as a 28-day program for each one of these particular areas. So, don't think that that's a long time. Now, I think you can condense that 4 months if you've got to work on all of those areas of the universal marketing cycle. I think you can condense those four areas doing it over a four-month period down to maybe a couple of months, but that requires you to really block off some personal planning time, maybe 2 hours a day or so, just to work on those strategies, okay? So it might require you. So there you have it. We've just read an excerpt again from the book, Get Clients Now, and I just want to remind everyone that don't forget, if you need some understanding, whether it was on the 5 questions to spark your abundance or getting more clients or how do you get started with implementing what the book is talking about or any of that, or just talking about your challenges, getting your business started or how to better market your business or how to even be a better CEO for your company, take advantage of our free Power Talk. If you have not had one, I want you to take advantage of that by simply going to Women About Biz, because we don't have that link on the show website, but we do have a Power Talk link on Women About Biz. So you would go to womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top right menu bar, select coaching. And when you get to the coaching channel on that page, look in the right-hand column and just click on schedule power talk. And you'll be able to schedule a power talk with me. And it is a free 45-minute coaching session, and you get one per year. So if you haven't claimed your free coaching session, this is a good time to do it as we get ready to go into the holiday season, and as we get ready to look at how we're going to market our business in 2017, okay? And so I want to just encourage you to really get serious in mind and thought and in deed about how you're going to grow your company. I want you to earn that six-figure income, and I know that you do too, right? Amen? So let's get to it, ladies. Let's not procrastinate, but let's have a spirit of take action. Let's have a spirit of being proactive. That's how we become extremely successful. 12:34 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I hope that you guys have been enjoying the show today and that you are taking good notes. In just a little bit, we're going to be talking about following up with prospects and clients, and how that really is a very vital piece of getting new clients and keeping them. So we're going to be discussing that in just a little bit. Right now, let's go ahead and go on over and talk about the holiday season, because the holiday season is coming up sooner than you think, okay? And so I want to talk about ideas to market, your business in the holiday season, because it's really, really important that we go ahead and start preparing that right now. I know at Women About Biz, I have been brainstorming and looking at all of the different specials for services and for our membership discount offers that we're going to be offering during the holiday season. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be exciting. And so just like I'm planning, I hope that you are actually planning as well. Now, last week I gave you some ideas, and so I want to go ahead and continue to give you some more ideas. Okay, now, you can combine fun activities with marketing your business. So have you ever thought about, for example, of having a cookie swap? Yeah, a cookie swap. Remember those? I don't know. Maybe you did that when you were in school, that your mom had to make a certain batch of cookies, and then in the classroom all of the kids got to have maybe three cookies each from each of the different types of cookies, and you left home. Left school eating cookies, and it was a festive time of the holiday season. But this is a fun thing to do, even on a smaller scale in your home. Invite 15 to 20 people for a cookie swap at your home for the holiday season. But also set up a wonderful dish product or a wonderful display of your service. Get creative with a visionary display of your products or your services, and letting people know what you do. Now, if you're in a service-oriented business, this is where coupons come into play. This is where offering deeper discounts come into play to your customers. But as always, you have to make sure that you have deadlines on any coupons that you hand out. You want to make sure that you have deadlines. And since we're working in the holiday campaign, you want to try your very best to not extend those deadlines out too far, right? You want to keep them within a certain time frame. Another thing that you can do, of course, is have a holiday party for your existing client base. And when you have that holiday party for your existing client base, one of the gifts that you could give them, first of all, you could create small gift token bags, of goodies in the token bag, but then you can also include a certificate for whatever service that they're using. You could include a certificate for like 50% off or 30 to 40% off of something that they have already used with you and they may need to use it again. Or you could give them a certificate for a new service that you think might work with them. Now, in this particular case, you may have to customize the coupon offer or the discount or gift certificate offer based on the client, what you're already providing to them. Now, if you are in a product business, however, what product did you choose that you were going to really push hard for the holiday season? And that's where you want to have a small token gift bag with some goodies, plus you want to give them a sample, if at all possible, of that product. And then, of course, what you may want to do is have some specials. You'll have the product for a certain price when they come to the holiday party and the display table is set up, have the product available for a certain price. And then if they leave the party purchasing the product, then have them have another coupon that they can use that still gives them a discount, but it just won't be as deep as the one they could have gotten if they purchased it on that day at the party. Now, you can take that word party off and have your very own home networking event as well and invite other businesswomen. But the thing is that you want to be the center of attention. So you're not to share your display table or what you are doing with anyone else. You know, I had someone a few years ago, we were brainstorming about the holiday season and what she could do for the holiday season, and she decided that she was going to do a networking event at her home for the holiday, and of course that's just what she called it, holiday networking, and she had a lot of people to come, but then as she was sharing it with people, they were asking her, can they display their products? And she started saying, well, I don't see why not. And what happened is that it diluted the effectiveness of her being able to promote her products and her services. So, again, that's not what you want to do. This is for you, okay? This is your time. This is for you. So if you do a holiday party at your home or if you do a networking event at your home during the holiday season, you might even decide to do two or three of them depending on the, you know, how fast you can put it together, then what you want to make sure is that you are the focus. They can exchange business cards and that kind of thing, but nobody can bring in products or start trying to sell the products right there in front of you trying to do your display, okay? So that's very, very important. And it's okay. Women know the protocol, but women will test the waters every single time. And so when you are on the invitation, you just may want to say, sorry, no vendors at this particular networking event, but tell them what they can do. But feel free to bring any business cards, any brochures to pass out if you can do that. And then you may want to let them know there will be a display table with product ideas during this networking event. So that they are not caught off well. So again, but it is a good idea. It does work when you work it, right? Very, very important. The other thing is that you can give away free samples not only for yourself with your products, but you can give away free samples of other products that may complement what you do. Now, this works really well with service-oriented business where you don't really have a product, you have a service, but you want to give away free samples. It's a good way to draw people to you. So you can, if you're out there networking, if you have a business associate who have product-based businesses that would make great products during the holiday season, you can ask them if they have samples or if they would like to give away products on your website for the holidays. Tell them you're doing a holiday blitz or a holiday campaign, and you know you're going to be giving away products on your website as well, possibly as on Facebook, as in prizes. So again, this really gets a lot of activities spurred up. Okay, so that's it for right now. I just want to throw those ideas out there with you, and hopefully some of you had some aha moments and you were able to get some really, really good ideas from what I was talking about with in regards to holiday marketing and getting your plan all started. But here we are almost at the end of October. So, ladies, again, I want to encourage you that if you haven't gotten started, now, N-O-W, now is the time to start making that happen. But I also want to say for those of you who say, well, it's too late, don't even go there with me, right? Don't even go there. It's not too late. It's never too late for you to correct and start taking action. So you can't get away with that, right? Because I've had people to say, well, Trina, it's too late, but next year this was great information. No, no, no. start putting things into action and let's make it happen, right? Very, very good. So let's go ahead and go right into following up with clients and prospects for the holiday season. The first thing, well, not for the holiday season, but for all time, the first thing I want to say in getting new clients with you is that getting new clients is something that you as the CEO of your business have to be concerned about literally, consistently every single day as the CEO of your company. But what happens oftentimes is that as women, we get ourselves caught up into the labor side of business, actually doing the work, actually providing the service or making the product or selling the product to the customer. And we do that in such a way that we forget about the visionary side of the business and how to make the business grow, how to actually implement the marketing strategy, right? How to actually add new products and services. We forget about that part because our minds are already focused on the labor side. So you have to get yourself out of the labor side. So last week in the show, we talked about the five ways to increase your mailing list. And this was especially important for people who need to fill their funnel. Very, very important. So one of those five ways that we talked about, of course, is in making sure that you first have a platform that you are going to use for your mailing list. What platform might that be? How are you going to generate names? And I gave AWeber.com as one of the platforms that you could use, which is a good autoresponder. If you are using Constant Contact, MailChimp, or even GetResponse, so I believe have autoresponders already in their emailing platform where you can embed the form on your website. But once you do that, there were some ways to reach your audience to start getting more contacts. One was being consistent on Facebook and sharing and informing and creating call to action links on your post, which was very, very important. And then when they click on the link, they would actually go to your website where it would be a form for them to opt in, right? Very, very important. We also talked about inviting people to have a 15 to 20 minute connection call with you where you would introduce yourself and your business and determine whether or not they might be someone interested in your products or services. So that's direct calling. And then we talked about creating a contest to generate new leads, new people to add into your mailing list. And, of course, we talked about you may perhaps starting your own blog talk radio show to generate interest and to get people visiting your website in other areas. So it's a lot of ways. And if you look at the book Get Clients Now, she gives you a full task list of how to start filling your pipeline. So take a look at that. So today we're going to talk a little bit about following up with prospects and customers. The first thing that you need to understand, and I think we all as business owners have had a challenge with this from time to time, some more than others, and that is staying consistent in front of your clients, staying consistent with your prospects. See, that consistency is extremely key. And this is where a lot of small business owners are having problems, is staying consistent. So you've got to get there. And the only way you can get consistent, ladies, is that you have got to create a system for each of the things that you're trying to do. In this particular case, you have to have a follow-up system and a communication system in order to stay consistently in contact with your prospects and your current customers or clients, okay? So what system are you going to use? Well, you have to create it. You have to say, from the time a person joins or opts into my mailing list until they become my customer or client, what needs to happen all in between there? You have to figure that out because you have to customize that for your particular type of business. The next thing that you have to do, right, is you have to determine how often you're going to actually send out notifications and emails and announcements because people are being bombarded with a lot of information. So you want to make sure that you send out something valuable, but how often are you going to do that? for your current customers? Do you want to let them know weekly about a sale that's getting ready to take place? Or do you want to benefit your current customers and clients weekly with a nice discount that you normally would not give to non-clients or customers? What is it that you want to do that you can stay consistent with? If you're in a service-oriented business, or if your business is local and you're in a service business, perhaps also sending them timely information about happenings around town might be very beneficial to them, right? Maybe it's a know about, and in addition to that, provide them with service benefits that they can take advantage of. So you have to determine how you're going to communicate, how you're going to stay in close connection with them. But following up, you know, when you follow up, you really do have to have a system, ladies. And in the follow-up system, right, what has to happen is you have to first decide how often you're going to follow up, what you're going to follow up with. Then you have to decide on also not only the system, but you have to decide also on what discounts are you going to provide in, like, your e-newsletter communications to your customers. Now, the benefits of practicing good follow-up is that it increases your sales, it gains you new referrals, gets you repeat business, and it just opens up the door for collaboration and opportunity. So very, very important. Just like the author C.J. Hayden said in her book, Get Clients Now, she says that there's something that occurs when you take action. When you start taking action, something occurs, okay? I call it synergy. Synergy occurs when you start taking action and you make a commitment to being consistent. So following up with your prospects and your clients is all about being consistent. Now, one of the things, if you're in a service-oriented business, and I would say even a product business, one of the things that I discovered that makes it a little bit easier to follow up is that you need to create some type of client intake form where you automatically going to ask your client or your prospect for specific types of information on your opt-in form, right? Or at the end, then you're going to send them a link to another form where they can fill out a much longer version of a form where they can, you ask them, hey, what is your chief challenge, or you know, what services do you need, or how can we help you? Please check the following. But you need to know what it is that they need that you can take care of. See, you can use that in closing the sale with that individual or staying in connection with them. So it's very, very important. So the intake form has been very beneficial for me, and I know that it can be very beneficial for you, whether you are a service-based business or a product business, okay? The other thing I want to remind you about the follow-up system is your marketing materials, right? If you promise someone that you're going to send them something, these days you can get a PDF document over to an individual quickly, okay? You can get it over to them quickly simply by converting whatever document you have, whether it's a PowerPoint, whether it's Word or what have you, getting it over to them via PDF as an attachment to your email. So these days you really don't even have to spend a lot of money printing. If you know how to be proactive and think quick, you can create a whole list of PDF documents, and based on the customer, you can send them information right away via email. So you need to pull those marketing materials together. Also, I think it's very, very important, again, from a perspective of continuously staying in front of them, that you do have an autoresponder, and probably one of the most well-known and best autoresponders is a Weber. But, again, a lot of e-newsletter marketing platforms now also have autoresponder systems, so you don't have to double up your money if it's not necessary. And right off the bat, some of the systems are aweber.com, MailChimp.com, GetResponse.com, ConstantContact.com, okay, just to name a few, okay? And then last but not least, you know, you want to make sure that however the names in your opt-in list are going, wherever they're going, you want to make sure that you're able to export that into a contact database for yourself so that you will have all of those names and information in case your system fails you and you have to start over again. You always want to make sure that you're able to export the databases that their names and information is going into, okay? And last but not least, on follow-up as well, I want you to remember that as you're following up, don't forget that meeting someone live is still a good thing. It's just that you want to make sure that you have qualified them as a prospect before you actually meet with them, because you want, you know, you just want to go to a bunch of meetings where you're talking, and you're never able to close the sale because you didn't qualify whether or not someone is a prospect or not, right? Very, very important. So I want you to know that meeting someone live or sending someone a handwritten note or connecting with them via telephone are still very good ways to connect with people. It's just that I want you to make sure that you have qualified individuals as prospects, right? Very, very important. Well, ladies, that's all we have for today on Successful Woman Radio. I hope that you have enjoyed the show, and I hope that you take to heart working on your business strategy for 2018 and also your holiday campaign, which is coming up real quick, right? Very, very important. Have a beautiful week, a productive week, and most of all, an abundant week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.